What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Alex Da Silva Podcast. We hope you are well and having an amazing day, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. And welcome to another episode. Remember to like, subscribe, and leave a comment on whatever platform you're listening. Now, let's get on with the show with your host, Alex Da Silva.
All right, we're live. We're here. We're on another episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Today, I've got Tana Shook. And I like Tana. If you guys don't know Tana, go follow him on Instagram. You're going to love him or you're going to hate him. He's either going to be your cup of tea or he's going to offend you. I personally like him because he's very much like me, but he's also a very nice guy, which is why I wanted to bring him in today. I want to have a conversation with him about fitness, nutrition, CrossFit, you know, just the fucking problems that are going on in the world with regards to mental health, obesity, and all the chaos. But Tana, welcome to the podcast, man. It's so good to have you.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor to be here. And thank you for inviting me to have your podcast, man. It's a privilege. And anytime I get an opportunity to share my message, you know, with a new audience, I always love doing that. So thank you for having me on.
Yeah, listen, man, it's an absolute pleasure. And look, I always like to open up. I think just for us, for people to get familiar with you, you know, as I said, I follow you on Instagram. I see some of your stuff, you know, so I think the issue sometimes with what we see on social media is we never get to know the real person. So, you know, I like this kind of platform or my platform because
right.
I like to remove the social media elements out of it and bring you
absolutely
into the picture. So look, tell people who Tana is, you know, why do you do what you do today?
Okay, I'll try to keep it brief. So my name's Tana Shook. I'm a fitness trainer. I've been doing it for over 10 years. I'm extremely passionate about health and fitness, and I just do my best to deliver a very honest but positive message to people to be healthy or get healthy and ultimately become the best version of themselves. So if, you know, if I had to keep it short and sweet, that is who I am.
Yeah. And you were previously, you know, you've been into, I guess, the fitness industry, let's say, for, you know, you've played Division I American football.
Yes.
You also did CrossFit at a very high level as well.
I did. Yes.
What is it about, you know, fitness that kind of just really interests you? Was it something that happened to you from a younger age? Is it something that you just wanted to train? Or was it just kind of influenced,
yeah,
passed down from family?
It was more or less. The only thing I've ever really done in my life is play sports and work out. All right. Mm-hmm. And that's all I've ever been interested in. I'm very, very lucky that my parents introduced me into playing sports and also into, you know, training from a very young age. And so it's always just been what I've done. And it's really, it's what I love to do. And that's all I've ever wanted to do. I've never had a plan B. Once I finished playing college football, I knew I just wasn't really cut out for, you know, a suit and tie or like a, you know, a 9-to-5 job. And once I finished playing football, I immediately transitioned into competitive fitness, CrossFit, and I was on a mission to become the fittest man in the world. I became very, very close. Unfortunately, my competitive fitness career was cut short just by numerous injuries. Uh-huh. However, I'm still as passionate as ever about, you know, health and fitness and training. And I still train most every day. I train really hard. And I've just put most of my energy and effort that I took towards training for competitive fitness, and I put that towards kind of social media. Uh-huh. And like I said, just delivering a positive but very honest message to anyone that wants to listen. And because in my opinion, health, physical health, mental health, fitness, it's very simple. You know, it really just comes down to taking responsibility for your health, not making excuses, and being disciplined and consistent. And that's my message. Yeah. You know, and I think not to talk too much, but I think that gets lost in social media a lot these days. There's a lot of fitness on social media is very convoluted, overcomplicated, and there's so much information that there's become a lot of misinformation. So I just try to keep things very simple, and because in my mind it is, and I've been able to be very healthy and very fit, like maintain an elite level of fitness, and health for a very long time now. And it's just by developing the right habits. And that's what I encourage others to also do.
And this is what I like about your message. You know, it comes across very, very positive. I think there are times, and I always put myself, see, because I didn't grow up in the same environment as you did. I grew up in a very different environment. I grew up in an environment where my mum was, and I love my mum dearly. We've done a lot of work around this stuff, but she was the complete opposite. She was full of fear. She was always very worried, always very scared. Nutrition wasn't really something that was a high priority. So I struggled with my weight. You know, I was the fat kid. I was, you know, I did struggle with mental health. I went and but for me, I was yo-yo. I would be, you know, really, really strong and fit, and then I'd go back down and I'd kind of go up and down. And I've had my years of, you know, abuse with addiction, so on and so forth. But like you, I loved fitness. I did martial arts for years. I did MMA. I went into CrossFit as well. I love CrossFit. There's a gym just around the corner here. My wife still goes. Obviously, I can't train to that level at the minute because I'm recovering from a spinal surgery. But
Never you just tell me that now.
as soon as my body's back on, that's the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to picking up a bar. I'm going to go back to doing, you know,
Excellent.
CrossFit and you know, functional fitness, because I understand and I realize, you know, the sort of the purpose of it. And you touched on around influencers, and this is something I see a lot. You know, I see, and this is something that for me, and I'd love for you to kind of draw on the issue at the moment with the market. There is so much confusion around what people should do, training wise, nutrition wise, what you should or shouldn't eat, what you should or shouldn't do. And there are some people out there whose name I can't remember. I'm not here to kind of name and shame, but and you probably know some of these people that they sell fucking garbage, you know, they sell shit. And you know, people buy into these things, they pay thousands and thousands of pounds and dollars for some of this stuff. And a lot of the times people just feel fucked off, they feel frustrated. And if you're somebody, like I said, who has been there myself, who's struggling with mental health issues or maybe addiction, whether that's food or drink or, you know, porn or drugs, and you're not getting the results that you want to because you're falling for this scam, maybe scam the right word. It
You
can
could use
be,
that word or facade,
yeah, facade. Yeah. You know, how you know, what's your thoughts and your views around that? Because everybody now, if you start to get a certain amount of likes and followers, you're an influencer. And if you've got enough influencer and you say it the right way, you can fucking sell anything to anybody, right?
I agree. Yes, you can. And again, this kind of goes back to what I was saying is like, especially the fitness industry, it's huge. It is so big. And so there really is kind of a niche for everyone out there because you could, I guarantee, I preach a certain message and I believe in, I have very strong opinions and beliefs and values. And I promise you, there's another fitness influencer that's probably the antithesis of me. You know, they could say the same thing, or the opposite thing. I mean, the opposite thing, and they could spin it in a way to where it would make sense to people and influence them, for them to believe in that. I think, again, I just believe in brutal honesty because that is just what's always worked for me. And really not taking any shortcuts, not putting on a facade, and just telling people the truth. And like I said, man, I think fitness is really so simple and it is convoluted in the industry. And I just wish more people, put out I don't know, man. I don't know how to say it. Just a real message where, it's pretty simple. Most people, if you want to get healthy, the single greatest thing you can start, like the single greatest way to spend your time exercising is getting stronger. All right. I feel very strongly about that. The single greatest thing you can do for nutrition is just to eat more protein. I feel very strongly about that. I try to take all of this information in. And then I try to distill it down into the most simple, basic principles. And I put that message out because I feel like that is what's going to reach and help the most people. All right. Just you don't need to get overly caught up in the science, any nuance or details or anything like that. Because it is common sense. It really is. And so I feel like sometimes the more you know, the worse off you are. And it's really good to kind of in a sense, kind of have tunnel vision or make sure you're consuming the right, not overthinking things. Let me put it that way. It's good not to overthink things. Okay. So I kind of forgot the original question, but I knew it was along the lines of something like that. And it's basically just for me, what I try to do is distill all of the information down to health and fitness into its simplest form and kind of regurgitate that and repeat that over and over and over again. That's how I've managed, I think, build a following because I think people do realize, wow, this is true. And eventually it catches on. And there's been, obviously a lot of other influencers that are much larger, much more successful than I am. But, I think that the honesty is always the best policy, in my opinion.
And do you find that the fitness industry, because I'm sure you may know, there's a guy who's just blew up. He's from the
Eddie
UK.
Abu.
That's the one. Yeah, Eddie. And Eddie's very similar to yourself, no nonsense,
Right.
just very straight down the line, eat simple foods, single ingredients,
Real
and just
foods.
real foods, and train. And one of the things that I like about him, and don't get me wrong, I fell for this myself over the years of, having all the protein shakes and all the pills and the pros to the, and some of it, I guess, may have helped me at the time. I don't really know because now I don't have anything compared to, because I don't really touch any of that stuff anymore. I kind of stuck to the, just to the simple foods. Do you think a lot of the things that people say, like the media, when someone offers you enough money, you're going to go, oh yeah, try this product, buy this? Or do you think a lot of that has to do with it as well?
I think it's certainly part of it for sure, because money talks and people, they may not have, not everyone has very strong convictions or beliefs and values, and they can absolutely spin the truth or change the truth if they're financially incentivized to do that. So of course that happens. Of course, fitness influencers do that, and they, is it disingenuous? Yes. Is it dishonest? I think you could absolutely say it is. Is it necessarily bad? You could go either way on that. It's like, I don't, I'm American, and like capitalism is that's kind of the American way, right?
Yeah,
And
it is, yeah.
that's how things, so you could look however you want to look at it, you could probably justify it. And I think it's a lot better for, some fitness influencers to maybe be pushing, bogus products or bogus supplements rather than, really unhealthy food or like, Pepsi or Coke or candy bars. So it's like it all depends on how you look at it and like in the context of things. So this is, did you, we could go back and forth on all of this, but yes, I think a lot of people, they are financially incentivized and they do bend the truth or they put out, kind of bogus messages or they, push bogus products that really don't help you to make money and sell things. But that happens in every walk of life, every industry too. So
And this is the thing, right? I guess there's an element where it's almost we accept that these things happen, And we know that these things happen. We do
Yeah.
live in a world now that is, it's capitalism. We've got to sell
For
something in order
sure.
to
Make a
survive, right?
living.
But to make a
Yeah.
living, exactly. So it's one of these things where we can't just be like, well, I'll give you a cow in exchange for, 12 weeks
Yeah.
worth of workouts. Like, it doesn't work like that anymore. But the how can people, especially the younger generation, because we're seeing it now, like once you're an adult, let's be honest, you've been around for a little while. You can start to kind of understand, where you've got to take accountability and responsibility, for
Right.
yourself to, if you're looking in the mirror and you're not happy with what you're seeing, you've got a few choices and there are a few changes you need to make. So you will kind of understand
Absolutely.
that, right? So it's about accountability.
Absolutely.
Adults can do that. The younger
Absolutely.
generation now are very much influential, and for anybody who's going to be listening to this and, people who are going to be watching it, how can they kind of make that start? Because not everybody, especially when they're younger, and I think now this message is getting out there more and more about fitness, about nutrition, people like you, people
Right.
like Eddie, who are shouting, for just real foods, just
Real
do the
foods.
basic training. How can
Yeah.
people start? Like, what's the most effective things that they can do with regards to one, nutrition, because we know how important that
Sure.
is, without having to
Absolutely.
complicate it. Because I remember when I first started looking at it, is you can eat this and you can't eat that, and you've got to eat this and blah, and it fucking
Yeah,
gets so
dude.
complicated.
I agreed.
And
And
then
that's
somebody,
that doesn't need to be.
yeah, MP, and I remember when it used to be your macros. Oh, you got to do your macros, and you got to measure this, and
If it
I'm
fits your
like
macros or counting calories,
counting
it's
calories, and
yeah, man. I don't want to say it's bullshit or bogus. Am I allowed to swear on this
for sure,
podcast?
yeah,
Okay,
for sure.
sorry. I don't want to say it's bullshit, but it is kind of bullshit. Did you think humans evolved counting calories?
This is it, right?
Absolutely not. Do you think humans were, putting in everything into their MyFitnessPal app on their phone? No, absolutely not. And again, this kind of this goes back to what I was saying earlier. I try to take all of this information and distill it down and keep it as simple as possible so people can focus on what's really important. Okay. And if you're a young adult, if you're up and coming and you don't know basics about, health and fitness, that is really the message that I really want to get out there. Okay. And so I say the best nutrition advice that I could give anyone, really any person, okay? And I've already said it, is prioritize protein every time you eat. Okay? And I say that for a number of reasons. Okay? Protein is the highest quality food, highest quality calorie you can give your body. All right. If you eat a lot of protein, you're going to feel very full and satiated. So you're going to, therefore eat less food in general because you're going to feel full. So if you're someone who's overweight and needs to lose weight, the easiest way to eat less food, eat less calories, is to eat more protein. And that may sound counterintuitive, but if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Okay. Also, protein is extremely difficult for your body to convert into body fat. Okay. It almost sends your body a signal just to maintain muscle and to burn body fat. No person on this earth has ever become fat or obese because they ate too much protein. Do you understand what I'm saying, Alex? Do you think there's ever been a fat person on this earth that became fat because they ate too many chicken breasts or pieces of steak?
Absolutely not, my friend.
Absolutely not. It's never
Sorry.
happened. And it's never happened and never will happen. Now, people will love to argue, oh, theoretically, if you're in a calorie surplus, you can gain weight, you can gain fat from eating too much protein. That's not gonna fucking happen because there's never been a human being that can maintain a long-term calorie surplus when they're getting all of their surplus calories from high-quality protein. Okay? It's not gonna happen. What happens is people eat and become addicted to low quality shit foods, which is what I call it because that's truly what it is, low quality shit foods, all right, that are extremely easy to overeat. They throw off your body's natural satiety mechanisms, leptin and ghrelin, And it's really, really easy to overeat processed or packaged foods that are full of carbs and fats. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So instead of getting complicated and worrying about your macros and getting this, that, and that, and your calories, just fucking eat more protein. That's it, man. If you just eat more protein and you fill up on protein first, you are naturally going to feel full and satiated, and you are much less likely to overeat. Okay? That's why, and dude, and people are now saying it. It's coming around. I've seen a couple other big influencers. I've been preaching this message for the past 3 years. Eat more protein. And now I've seen more people saying, preaching the benefits of a high protein diet. I've been saying it for 4 years, way before Eddie Abu blew up. I'm not saying Eddie Abu hasn't been saying it as long. I'm just saying he's really garnered a lot of attention by kind of, maybe being the catalyst of the real foods movement, if you want to call it that. I've been saying the same thing, So, dude, just if I could summarize it, eat single ingredient, nutrient dense foods, prioritize protein. And then here's a blanket statement that is general, but it really works. And I hate when people try to argue with it. Just think of food like this. If the food did not exist 100 years ago, don't fucking eat it. All right? It's pretty simple, man. If it did not exist 100 years ago, just don't fucking eat it. Like, just I dude, I eat 10 foods, and I'm not trying. I feel so strongly about this. I could talk all day. And
Ah,
I'm not
dude,
trying,
talk.
I'm not trying, but I just want to provide value to whoever's going to listen to this. All right. I literally eat 10 or 11 foods. That's it in my diet. I live and survive and thrive off of just 10 foods. And what that is red meat, chicken, fish, pork, whole eggs, high quality dairy like milk, Greek yogurt, cheese, butter, okay, fruits, vegetables. And my main carbohydrate sources are just real carbs like rice, potatoes, vegetables. I already talked about vegetables and fruits, whatever, quinoa, these kind of things. And I even eat a little bit of sourdough bread. Okay, I have some bread. Usually I try to avoid too much wheat or gluten because I don't think it's great for people's digestion. But people have been eating bread for thousands of years. So if you have a high quality bread and you digest it fine, I think it's a perfectly good food to eat. That's 11 foods. That's 11 foods, man. That's all I eat.
You've pretty much listed what we eat at home. Just
Yeah,
this morning
that's
I
excellent, man.
yeah
Excellent.
and
Then
my
you've got it figured out.
yeah and I started to my daughter is I've got four children, one 26, one 19, but my two youngest one is 5 and 2.
Oh wow, spread them out. Spread them out. Okay.
yeah,
Good for
definitely.
you, man. That's
Yeah,
awesome.
man, absolutely. And the two younger ones, my son loves bacon. That's the
Good.
thing. He'll eat five rashers. He will eat rice and bacon. That's his thing. He loves it. And he loves fruit. That's what he will eat like a punnet of strawberries, blueberries.
Yeah.
That's his stuff. My daughter is a little bit like me. She loves steak and eggs, scrambled eggs, fried eggs, dippy eggs, you name it. And again, same thing with fruits. And it's interesting what you said about how your parents were with you. And obviously, that's what. Since obviously my wife and I, she's the same. As I said, she does CrossFit and we do a load of stuff as well, and
Okay.
we eat the same food. And we're starting to instill that into our children. We've done the same with the older
That's great.
ones. My son's a personal trainer, he does CrossFit as well. He's,
Dude, that's
you know,
awesome.
yeah. So it's one of these things that I think is so important. And everything that you've mentioned there, just what you've mentioned there with regards to those 10 foods. You can literally, and I've been trying to bang on about this, which is why I wanted to bring you in. And I like bringing people in that understand about simple, real food nutrition, because I fell for the veganism. I done the veggie. I tried to chase all of these things. I've got issues with
Dude,
my stomach. And
yeah.
honestly, it's only about 2 years ago I discovered the carnivore diet, and I started reading, Paul Saladino and Sean Baker. Found him on a Joe Rogan podcast, and I thought,
Yeah,
oh,
of
I'm going to
course.
give this a go, because I was so bloated. All my joints were hurting. I ended up
Yep.
tearing my shoulder. because I was just wasn't getting the right levels of protein, and I wasn't getting all the minerals, and I wasn't getting, the vitamins,
Nutrients,
all
you
the
might have been
nutrients.
nutrient deficient. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Within a week, my stomach cleared. Within 30 days, I completely leaned out. The muscle that I had at the time stayed and remained. And
Yeah.
then I just kept thriving and thriving.
That's
And even
amazing.
when I went into hospital, as I mentioned to you before, offline about, my injury, I couldn't wait. I was in hospital for 5 weeks, and I could not wait to get out of hospital because my family couldn't bring me enough food in for me to consume. But when they did, she'd bring me like a large tub of just meat. It would just be
Good.
like meat in its natural juices, or like
Perfect.
just do like all sorts, just really nice veg. And honestly, all of that food, I put it down to that stuff, as well as hard work, determination, the right mindset, doing breath work. All of that stuff went from being completely paralyzed from the waist down to 5 months on now. I'm walking now with one crutch. And
That's
this is why I
incredible.
like bringing, people like you in as well to talk about this stuff. And I want you to really get into this because I'm sure this is gonna probably make you feel how it made me feel. Yesterday, I went out with my family. We went out for some food, and I walked up to they call it a Sunday roast. I don't know if you know much about British
Yeah,
food. Yeah.
a little bit, but I'm kind of a yes. I
Yeah.
live in Dubai. There's a lot of British people here. So,
Ah, okay.
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you may have been introduced or spoken to with regards to a British roast. So we went out, and I like to pick out the nice stuff, primarily meat, which is what I have, and then all the other nice, like I said, the single foods, right? The vegetables, and I had some
Yep.
potatoes and stuff. But to the point, it's not about what I was eating. I turn around, and there's a little girl. She must have been about the same age as my daughter, between 5 and 7. And Tanner, I swear to God, it fucking broke my heart. And I was looking for her parents. So on the side in a corner, there was a dessert cart or dessert area for children where they can go and make their own ice cream. This little girl
Yeah.
was opening the jar of like chocolate sprinkles, and she was
Yeah.
pouring this thing into her hand, and she was stood there shoveling this thing in her mouth. And at first, I kind of looked and went, "What the fuck?" And then she went off, and I'm in a queue. And this happened 3 times. Handful of these chocolate sprinkles, and she's shoving them in her mouth.
Yeah.
And I wasn't annoyed at her. I was heartbroken for her, but
Yeah,
I
you can't
was
be annoyed at her. It's
fucking
her parents'
furious. No,
fault. Yeah,
she's a
for sure.
child. But I'm looking around for the parents, go, "Where the fuck are the parents? How are they not with her going, what the hell are you doing?" And you could tell, bless her, she was really obese.
Yeah, for sure,
And
dude. She's conditioned. She's been conditioned the wrong way. It's borderline child neglect. That's borderline. I mean, I'm sure there's, but that's how I look at it.
oh,
But
it is, man.
dude, some people just they don't fucking know any better because their parents may have not known any better. It's like it's obesity is not a disease. It's not. I feel very strongly it's not a disease because no one is born obese.
No.
Obesity is poor conditioning from a young age, okay? And it's a lack of education. All right? And it's the world now, is rigged against us with social media, how food industries, there are huge marketing budgets. People are inundated subconsciously to eat all this low quality shit food. If you walk anywhere in the United States, there's a fast food restaurant on every corner, okay? There's marketing, advertising to eat all this junk food. People are inundated and they don't realize it because, like I said, people aren't paying attention. People are mindless. And most people, they're so poorly mentally conditioned, they've developed a very unhealthy relationship with food from a young age and they don't even realize it. And they become essentially addicted to sugar. They become sugar junkies. Or just, junk food addicts, if that makes sense. So
Oh,
like,
100%.
and the only way to really combat that is having conversations like these, more people listening to them, putting out a message, and it's just the way it is, man.
Yeah. And this is the and the problem as well. There was something that came out. I don't know whether you saw it, with the CEO of Kellogg's saying,
Oh,
did
dude,
you see that?
I saw something about it. I can't remember. He's like happier, very happy that more people are eating cereal or something along those
Yeah,
lines.
something
I don't
there,
remember.
encouraging people to eat cereal for dinner.
Yeah, of
Yeah.
course. That's completely fucked.
Yeah.
It's terrible, man. It's
Yeah.
terrible.
And
You know?
this is the issue that we're facing, is that more and more of us, are coming out, like yourselves and Eddie, and and so many other people, out there who are sharing this positive message to eat natural, normal, real foods. And then it's almost like the media are going completely counter against that with, bringing out CEOs now, to these junk food, creators, saying to people, no, don't worry. If you can't buy normal food, because this is, I don't know whether Dubai may be slightly different, but we're seeing it kind of in the US and obviously here in the UK and Europe as well, where they're just shoving the natural food prices. They're just hiking everything up,
Dude,
everything up.
I'm telling you, man, capitalism and greed, that's the root. That's really the root cause of all this. You know, it's so much more profitable to sell all these highly processed packaged foods, you know? And so that's why food companies do it. And that's why they push them out there. It's so much easier and more profitable to make, you know, whatever, some soda crackers and Oreos than it is to try to raise, you know, a high quality, you know, animal to, you know, then get a steak from. Does that make sense? It's everything is working against you. All right. And the root cause is man, it's greed. You know, you just have to, you just, I don't think there's any, I don't think it's ever going to change. The only thing that can change is putting out this message and people becoming aware, and then let you know, freedom of choice. Luckily, most people in today's day and age, they have the freedom of choice, and they can choose to do better and to eat better. All right, as long as they're aware, but you've got to make them aware. You,
Oh,
I hope you
absolutely.
under, I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. And I'm with you. I think, especially for, I always say for people listening, make the right choices. You are the consumer, and you've
Yeah,
got the choice in what you consume. If
for
you've got
sure.
issues around food addiction, if you've got issues around obesity, this is why Tanner does what he does. This is why he, you
Yeah.
can go on his website and have a look on there. There are programs that you can do, and and this is why he's influential in the right way,
Yeah.
because he's pushing the right things. He's pushing the right way in what people should be eating and consuming, so it's longevity. Not only that, can you talk on what eating the right way does long in the long term? Because I think the short term people don't understand, and I fell for this as well, and I want to explain a little reason why. When I came into and I kind of found that right way of eating, the nutrition, when you just find that it's not even a balance, you just hit the nail on the head, which you pretty much you touched on when you said about the 10 things that you eat. I'm exactly that. This is kind of what I survive in now. My training's thriving, my recovery's thriving,
Yeah.
just life in general, is phenomenal. What's the long-term effects? Because I think what people sometimes can get worried about is, again, is the media going against it? Because they're turning around and saying, especially now, if you're exercising too much, that can cause heart attacks. You can die from exercise. This
Dude.
has been out in the media here in the
People.
UK.
No one needs to worry about exercising too much.
No, I know.
Pretty much no one.
The
Like
next one.
99.9% of people, that they do not need to worry about that.
No.
All right? They don't. And
Yeah.
so I'm sorry, Alex, go back to your
Yeah.
question.
No, and I was just gonna also just add to the nutrition element, so obviously exercising being one of them. They're saying,
Yeah,
if you
oh, so
exercise too
you're
much
saying.
can be too bad. If you eat fat, because obviously fat's been demonized, eating meats and eggs and fats, and you talked about milk. I went to my farmer, local farmer, and I have we get lamb and we get raw milk and raw cheese and raw butter. And So all of these things I'm also seeing as well, that again, there's almost like this constant counter of the media will come back and say, as soon as they start to see that there is enough interest now coming out, they'll come back and say, oh no, it's really, really bad for you. And then breath work, which is something which, this is something that's also coming out now and it's becoming a big thing. Breathing too much is bad for you. And then it's, honestly, dude, I'm not even kidding. This stuff has been coming out on, just the some
I
of the
believe, dude, I
nuts,
know.
crazy newspapers. How do we
The
counter
UK
that
is
in the long
notorious for
term?
that.
Oh, mate.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
yeah.
know.
When they want to build you, they'll build you. When they want to
Bro,
destroy you,
it's
they'll do the same.
for sure. So, man, again, and I've made content about this, but all I kind of have to repeat myself, but people, they need to be smart enough to think for themselves, to use critical thinking, to have common sense, okay? To use basic human intuition, all right? And really, kind of, we could go in circles, but it really just comes down to, like I said, avoiding any low quality processed packaged foods, avoid foods that have ingredient lists or any ingredients that you don't even know what they are, okay? And think about what humans evolved eating, real whole natural foods. And again, it kind of comes down to, like I said, those 10 foods. Like, so it is common sense, but you need to give people very practical, like, takeaways. All right, well, what should I do then? And it just comes down to eat meat, chicken, fish, pork, eggs, dairy, fruits, vegetables. It's just single ingredient foods, man. And you'll never go wrong doing that. And you will feel so much better when you cut out all the shit from your diet. Most people are fat and unhealthy, especially Americans. It's sad. It's just sad. But people, they don't know any different. They've eaten low quality shit foods their whole life that they think looking and feeling like shit is normal. It's normal to them. No one, most of them have no idea how good they can feel and look if they just started eating better food. Okay? People just don't even know. The people have no idea how much it can dramatically improve the quality of your life. All right? So that's why I tell people, man, if the food didn't exist 100 years ago, just don't eat it and just eat real foods. All right. If it has an ingredient list, if it comes in a package, just don't eat it. And I know that's a blanket statement, but more or less, you can never go wrong if you follow that. And people will want to argue, oh, that's so rigid. That's, no one can follow that diet. And actually, it's not rigid at all. What you're doing is you're putting a positive constraint on yourself. All right. And when you eliminate all of those choices, those bullshit foods, and all of this other stuff, it's actually way easier because you don't even have to think about what you're going to eat because you already know. All right, I'm going to eat real whole nutrient-dense foods, high quality foods, and you're going to eat foods that you will love. I love all the foods I eat, and the foods that I eat, they love me back. Okay, and my saying this with humility, but my body, my fitness level, is a testament to that. And I've looked the same for the past 10, 12 years. All right. And that's just because I lift weights and I eat real foods and I'm consistent. And I get 7, 8 hours of sleep a night. I don't smoke, I don't drink alcohol. It's not complicated and I don't even think it's hard. All right. I just think it's like, it's not restricting myself, it's respecting myself.
And you hit the nail on the head there, because I think some people, and I've had people say this, even myself, I was guilty sometimes of doing it as well, as that kind of fear of missing out. But what I also chuck for people is, but or is it an addiction? Or are you addicted to it? When you
Yeah,
really think
like,
about it, what is it really? Is it fear of missing out, or is it the fact that you're addicted to it and your brain doesn't know any different?
yeah, it's, dude, again, it's just the way society has conditioned people, and most people are sheep, all right? And it's like, all right, fear of missing out. What you're doing when you go out on the weekend and you eat a bunch of chicken wings or pizza or drink a bunch of beer or get drunk, what you're really doing is you are trading short-term momentary pleasure for long-term pain. You were literally poisoning yourself, all right, just to get in an altered state of mind or to get a quick hit of dopamine, of low quality, cheap dopamine from junk food or alcohol that you got to pay for later. You know, if you drink too much alcohol, you're going to have a hangover. That's your body's way of telling you, don't do this. Don't put this poison in my body. All right. When you eat a bunch of junk food, your digestion is terrible. All right. You're going to be glued to the toilet. You're going to be bloated. All right. You're going to gain fat. You're going to gain weight. You're just going to feel and look terrible. That's your body's way of telling you, don't put this garbage inside of me. All right. But again, most people don't know that because they're so conditioned to do it because it's human nature to do what's easy. All right. And to, you know, always take the path of least resistance. You know, it's much easier to, you know, order, you know, to cook like a TV dinner, a frozen dinner, you know, than it is to actually, you know, cook, you know, a healthy meal. So it's like, dude, what do, man? You have to know better. And I think that all that really starts with just education.
Which I think a lot of people definitely need, because one of the things that I'm seeing a lot as well is are these fat influencers who, you know, because they're calling, you know, oh, you can't fat shame. And I'm like, but you're not really shaming anybody. If you're
I'm
shamed,
not sure.
if you're feeling ashamed, then that's your own stuff. You know, I do a lot of stuff around mental health and addiction, so we
Oh, that's
work in this
good.
industry. Yeah, my wife's a psychotherapist, so I do some of the coaching stuff and the breath
That's an
work.
interesting way to frame it. I'm not shaming anyone. If you feel ashamed of being fat, that's your own problem. That's an
That's it.
interesting.
This
That's
is
a. I like that.
it.
I might use a piece of content for that,
Go
bro.
for
Thank
it.
you very
No, definitely
much.
do it. But it's so true. I often, you know, and this is something I've, again, you know, when you learn to take accountability, I was a drug addict for years. Years I've had overdoses. I've, you know,
Yeah.
I so when you say about, you know, those short-term gains, I
It,
know
it's
that it's
it's cheap dopamine, man. It's
it
cheap dopamine.
and it fucks you up, which is why I do
Yeah, it
this stuff
does.
now. You know, I've been
Good.
so grateful. This year will be 8 years clean and sober, no alcohol, no drugs, no
Yeah,
nothing.
that's fucking
So,
awesome.
but which is why now I dedicate my life to sharing this stuff for people, because
Yeah.
I think it's important when you go through the trenches, and a lot of people, you know, the cop out generally tends to be, well, it's easier said than done. And I'm like, yeah, you can use that only so much. I
Dude,
give
you
it to you
really
once or
can.
twice, but after that, you know, what was it somebody said to me? One of my mentors said to me, I don't have to remember now. It's basically like when you're not aware of something, you know, then that's fine. You can kind of get away with it, so to speak. You know, you're oblivious, you don't understand, and that's
Yeah.
fine. But once you're aware of anything, you're aware that you're fat, you're obese, that you're unhealthy, you're an alcoholic, you're a drug addict, you've got mental health issues, you're not training enough. Once you're aware of that shit, then you've got to take accountability for it, right?
That's dude, that's it, man. I don't know if you've ever seen these pieces of content that I put out. I try to put them out a lot, but this is the truth. I don't care how old you are, what age, doesn't matter. All right. Everything in life is a choice, whether you realize it or not. Okay. And when you adopt that fundamental truth in your mind, what you have to do is you have to take 100% responsibility for your life. Okay. And that's why I tell people, dude, health is a personal responsibility. What I could say is, hey, dude, you need to take 100% responsibility for your life because every single person on this earth, whether they realize it or not, is where they are in their life because of every single choice they've made in their life up to this point. Okay. Alex, you said you were a drug addict, right? How did you get clean? You fucking made a choice,
Made a conscious
okay?
decision, man.
Made a conscious decision, all right? Whether it was go to rehab, whether it was just you quit cold turkey, it doesn't matter. You made a choice to fucking help yourself. And that's what everyone must do. Oh, it's not easy. Addiction's a disease. Dude, it's not a fucking disease. It's literally
It's
you
not a
have to
disease.
choose. I believe that, all right? Like, you know, dude, because like, no,
It's
think of it like this. No one holds a gun to anyone's head. Hey man, you gotta snort this line of coke. You gotta do this drug. You gotta take a drink of alcohol. No one's holding a gun to your head and forcing you to do that. You
No.
fucking make a you make a conscious decision to drink alcohol. You make a conscious decision to shoot up on drugs. All right. You make a conscious decision to put low quality shit food in your mouth. So it
Yeah.
is a choice. And then
Yeah.
when you stop doing that, you make a choice not to do it anymore. All right. Dude, I'm sorry. I feel so strongly about this
Good.
that
Good.
that
Nice. Good,
that
man. But this is the thing that, but this is where I'm with you because I'm part of the they call it the 12-step program. So often I do talks in the 12-step program around addiction and stuff like that. And one of the things that I've said time and time again is because they like to call addiction a disease. And I always say addiction is not a disease. And no one's born ill. A baby is not born
Agreed,
sick.
dude.
No one's born.
Agreed.
It's a brain problem. You've taught yourself, you have the most
It's
powerful
poor
machine.
mental
It's
conditioning.
poor mental conditioning, exactly. And what you've done is you've remembered a way in which you reward yourself and you've kept doing it. And then even through bad times, you've continued to do that. Like it's the same. And you can put this on anything. You can put this on eating, drinking,
Dude.
using
It's
porn,
all, dude, they're all
anything.
drugs, man.
It's the
They're all
same thing.
drugs. And again, it's about distilling things down to what it is. It's all cheap dopamine.
That's it.
Every humans are driven by that next hit of dopamine.
Yeah.
Dopamine is what drives all human behavior. Okay, we go through our life, whether we know it or not, looking for that next hit of dopamine. All right, and you can get a dopamine from many different ways. You can get
Yeah.
it from eating junk food, doing drugs, drinking alcohol, okay? From sitting on the couch, eating shit, all right?
Yeah.
Watching a TV series, or you can get dopamine from intense, vigorous exercise, achieving a challenging task, getting a job promotion, okay? There's all different kinds of ways. You can get dopamine from having sex. It's
Yeah.
true, okay? There's
Yeah.
all different kinds of ways of getting dopamine. So you need to be aware of that, and then you need to be selective on how you get your dopamine. Okay? Like that, dude, that's the truth, man. If you really sit down and think about it, it's all about how you're gonna get your dopamine.
Yeah.
And again, it's being aware and making the right choice on how to get the dopamine. Me
Yeah.
personally, I get my dopamine from intense, vigorous exercise. I always have. I love it. All right. I've gotten dopamine from drinking alcohol and doing drugs. I've done it, okay? Never
Yeah.
had an issue with it, but actually, I knew what I was fucking doing, and I knew that I was going to lead me down the wrong path. So I knew I
Yeah.
couldn't fucking do it. All right. And
Yeah.
I don't do it anymore. I did it when I was going, a young adult. All
Yeah,
right.
man.
So that's the thing, man. You just got to see it for what it is. And so
Yeah.
that's my opinion. It's the, I think those are pretty fundamental truths that really no one can even argue.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I was very lucky, man. I had really good parents. My dad, he just told me the way things were. He told me, and he didn't hide anything from me. My dad made a lot of bad decisions in his life, and luckily, I was smart enough to listen to him to not make those same bad decisions.
Yeah.
So, not
Yeah.
everyone knows it, man. But I had really good parents, and
Yeah.
then I just kind of figured things out for myself, and I just realized, this is how things really are. All
Yeah.
right.
And do you think guidance from the parents is fundamental when it comes down to mental health, obesity, nutrition,
Yeah.
just to kind of your lifestyle? Do you think it's the responsibility of a parent, especially more kind of from, you mentioned there about the relationship you had with, with your father and, how he was open and honest with you around certain things, like my son
For
and or
sure.
my son and my daughter, my two older ones, they never kind of saw me in addiction, like using drugs, but they saw me drinking, and he saw me when I used to smoke. And but they know I'm in recovery. They've come to meetings with me, from the beginning, when I came into recovery, they've seen my recovery journey up until now.
Good.
So I've never hid it from them. And my son hasn't drunk over a year now. He stopped drinking because he was drinking too much at uni as a young
Good
adult.
on
And he
him.
just said to him, "Do you know what, Dad? I'm just going to stop." And he just stopped drinking, just stopped
Good.
drinking, focusing on himself. And my daughter,
Yeah.
she's very much, very similar as well. So do you think that has a sort of it can have, I guess, a positive or negative effect, as a parent, especially kind of growing up, right?
Yeah.
Because they're the people that you look up to the most, right?
For sure. For sure. My dad, it's funny, he's actually visiting me here right now in Dubai.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I do think it's fundamental. All right. I'm so thankful and grateful. My parents, more mainly my dad, he just parented me in reality, and he told me just the things the way they were, and it shaped my mind and it conditioned me the right way. So it was definitely fundamental in my upbringing and who I am as a person today, without question. I personally, I can't speak. I've never raised a kid. I haven't had a kid yet. I want to have a kid soon, hopefully. But I know for sure when I raise a kid, if I'm fortunate enough to have my own kid, I am gonna do some. I'm gonna parent my kid exactly very similar to the way my parents, raised me. And it's not holding anything back. All right. It's telling them the brutal truth and how things really are, So I think, is it the job of the parents? I think you know more than me. You've raised, four kids, or you had four kids. I think most parents, if they're good parents, they probably do the best they know how to do. They do the best they can, and they kind of go off of how their parents raised them. Okay, so I have really good friends, that turned out to be very fine, good, successful adults that their parents raised them completely different to how my dad raised me. All right. So I think there's many different ways to do it. Do I think it's the fundamental responsibility of a parent? Yes, I do. But who am I to tell anyone how to raise their kids? I'm very glad my dad raised me the way he did, because I feel like I'm happy with, where I'm at in my life. I'll put it that way. All right. And I know that was a lot of my dad. My mother was great too. My mother was It's much more caring and nurturing. My dad was just told me the way things are. So, and he was always there for me. So that's, I do think it is the responsibility of the parents. But again, it kind of depends on how the parents were parented as well. Because I think most parents, if they're a good moral person and they have a good moral compass, they probably just do the best they can. They do what they know, So, man, that's my thoughts.
No, I think it's you sort of touched on it. There's no real blanket way in which we should do it, right? Because everybody grows up in a different environment, and so
Absolutely,
it's
absolutely.
there's no one size fits all. But I think what you did touch on, which I liked, was around your moral compass, how you conduct yourself in life, who you are as a man or a woman, how
Right.
you behave and how you treat yourself, more importantly. And these are the things that
Absolutely.
I think are fundamental, which I try to teach my children. And I always say to them, who the fuck am I to turn around and tell you what you can and can't do? I was a drug addict. I was addicted, and they know this. Like I said, I was addicted to food, sex, drugs,
Yeah.
alcohol, everything. So I said, so, but like your dad, I was open and honest, and I said to them, look, this is the truth. I had to go and make amends to my kids because I know I hurt my kids in with some of my
Yeah.
behaviors. But it's that: be accountable, be responsible. Teach your kid these things so they understand it. And thank God today, the two older ones are incredible. They're doing amazing. And the two little ones, they're never going to know any different because I'm now 8 years in,
Yeah.
in a
Oh, for
completely different
sure.
lifestyle, right? But
Absolutely.
is it perfect? Absolutely not, man. Like, I'm still learning. Like, this is just, it's
Yeah.
part of life, right? It's part and parcel. But I
All
think,
humans are, all adults are, we're all still learning.
yeah, well, this is it. I think it's just about just the biggest lessons I've kind of learned out of this so far is just be kind, man. Just be kind. I think there's not enough of it going around, at the moment. We need more truth, around the important things, how to stay strong in mind, body, spirit, nutrition, exercise, connecting with each other. But one of the things I'm seeing is, we need to come back together as a society, be kinder to each other. And I want to highlight the conversation that we've been having so far, even some of the things that Tanner have said. And when you go follow him again, go follow him on Instagram, YouTube, check him out. Some of the things that he says is very honest. But one of the things that I've learned is if you get triggered by it, it's not him, it's you.
Yeah,
Take those things
that's
as accountability. Look at those things that are triggering you and understand why he's saying it. And if you want to find out more, then go and ask the person. That's something that is so important. And I think,
yeah,
you know,
it's
and
I gotta, sorry, I'm gonna interrupt quickly
no, go.
to all your followers, to anyone, all right? It's much easier to judge someone than it is to actually think for yourself and think why they are saying something. Okay. So I think that it's, yes, it's important to be kind, but when you hear something that you may not disagree with or something that may trigger you, instead of just judging them, all right, think about it. Really think about it. Use critical thinking and really ask yourself, all right, why does this trigger me? Why is this guy saying, don't drink alcohol, don't eat low quality shit food? If you eat low quality shit food, then you're treating yourself like shit. If that offends you, then you need to think about, all right, why does that offend me? All right. Don't just say, oh, this guy's a fucking, pompous asshole. Because actually, if you really distill it down and to see it for what it truly is, when you do all of these bad things, when you succumb to cheap dopamine, what you're doing, man, is you're actually treating yourself very badly. You're treating yourself like a piece of shit. You're kind of saying fuck you to yourself. All right. And that's why I really believe in just self-love and self-discipline, because discipline is the strongest form of self-love you can have. All right. And I apologize for interrupting, man, but
No, no, no.
I wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said it, because it is so true, especially amongst men as well, you know, because there is this stigma, you know, around men that, you know, we've got to be tough and we've got to be hard and, you know, but we can't talk about our emotions and, you know, we've got to, it's almost suffer in silence because, you know, vulnerability and, you know, openness, you know, these things are sort of seen as weakness. And a lot of the times, seeing it a lot in society, which is why 70% of global population are obese, is because people aren't talking, people aren't sharing, people are buying into things for an easier life, but this easier life is now catching up with you, and all of a
Yeah.
sudden you're stuck in this rut and going,
Dude, for
oh
sure.
shit, look at me now, I'm
Yeah. It,
fucking fat, I'm obese, I can't move, I'm gonna die, what do I do now?
I'm sad and depressed. And it comes down to, sorry, taking accountability for
yeah
yourself, dude.
Yeah, you know, and we're seeing, you know, suicide rates going up, you know, skyrocketing, especially amongst, you know, the younger generation as well, you know, where this is, you know, it that again seems to be getting worse and worse and worse, because what people aren't understanding is this is a human experience, people. Let's make it very clear. All right, no one's here to judge. We're all here to just have an experience. There's no perfection. Life is already is what it is. But here's the thing: you create your life.
You
As
really
Tanner
do.
does, you create your life every moment. When you wake up in the morning, you make a
Absolutely.
decision and you say, I'm going to go train today. I'm going to go and do something. I'm going to get out of bed. What I say to people is the simplest thing. If you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling anxious, if you're obese and you feel like shit, first thing you got to understand and you got to own up, you did this to yourself. It's the hardest, most
Absolutely.
disgusting thing you got to do, because
You're
pride, ego is awful. It's a disgusting thing to feel. But when you feel that shame, right? When you feel that and you go, I did this to myself, the second thing you want to do is you want to feel better about yourself. And I often say to people, do the first thing that's going to make you happy, whether that's getting out of bed, whether that's brushing your teeth, whether that's putting your gym kit on and actually getting to the gym for the first time. Doesn't matter whether you walk for 5 minutes or you go and bash your ass, you know, in Tanner's gym or whatever the fuck you decide to do, right? Do something that's gonna make you feel a little bit better. Because as Tanner mentioned, and I'd love you to elaborate on this, the more of these little positive steps that you do, not only are you gonna continuously get that dopamine, it's different from the processed dopamines because these are quick hits. What you're doing is you're consistently flushing your body with natural dopamine. And what you're doing is to yourself is you're teaching your brain, the most powerful machine on the fucking planet, do more of this, please. Instead of eating this shit now, because now I'm going to tell you that this is now making me feel like shit, right? Actually,
Yeah.
can we do a little bit more of this? And what happens if you do more and more of it?
Dude, it's like a snowball effect. And what you're saying, Alex, essentially, if I'm gonna, because I'm big on simplifying and distilling things down to its simplest form, right? When you do something for yourself that your future self will thank you for, in other words, you're fucking taking responsibility for your life. Okay. You are, right? You're realizing everything in your life's a choice and you're taking responsibility for it. So if you wake up one day, you look like shit, you feel like shit, you hate your life, you hate where you're at, dude, that's your fucking fault. All right. You did that to yourself and only you dug yourself into that hole and only you can dig yourself out. You have to have that conversation with yourself. All right. And when you start making these better choices day in and day out, okay, just it literally just builds on itself. Okay. I didn't wake up one day with a social media following. I didn't wake up one day with a jack, strong, and lean, muscular, healthy body. Okay. These are daily decisions that I've made every single day that have just built on themselves, week after week, month after month, year after year. Okay. And it gets easier, or I don't know if it gets easier, but you learn to start making these better decisions. Okay. Because you see yourself evolving, you see yourself growing. All right. So, it's all a process. Like, Rome wasn't built in a day. All right. Like, I want to do things with my life. I know I'm not going to get there tomorrow. It's going to take many years of consistent, hard ass work. Okay. But I know the way I make most of my decisions nowadays, I ask myself, is this a decision that my future self will thank me for? Okay. And so I made a piece of content just last week. All right. Talking about most people always do what's easy today, but in turn, that makes their life hard tomorrow. So if you truly want an easy life, you need to do what's hard today. Okay. Do something hard today. Do something you want that makes you get out of your comfort zone. Do something that you don't want to do today. Delay gratification, because if you do that, your future self is going to thank you for it. Almost assuredly, it will. Okay. So you're stop doing what's easy. You literally, you're stop doing what's easy, because if you just do what's easy today, it's inevitable, right? Your life is going to be hard tomorrow. All right. And so you just flip that on yourself to say it in an easy to remember way that will resonate with people. All right. Dude, if you want an easy life, then do something hard today.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have these tough conversations with yourself? Because do you
Not
because
anymore. Not anymore. I don't. I maybe I used to, but I've been doing this for so long. I just know. All right. I just know better. And I also, not being satisfied or, not being complacent is extremely important to me. Okay. And I can't speak for everyone, but like, I don't ever have to argue with myself, oh man, I need to get to the gym today. I don't ever have that argument with myself anymore. All right. And that's partly because of just how my mind thinks and how my mind has been shaped and conditioned. And I also have had a lot of injuries, similar to yourself. So I'm also very thankful, all right, that I can even exercise. All right. Because there's been many years of my life where I've been unable to walk. I've been
Wow.
on wheel in a wheelchair and on crutches. So I have a lot of, gratitude. And I am very, very thankful, feel very fortunate just to be able to exercise, because there's been many days, many years in my life where I haven't been able to. So I don't take my health for granted. All right. So I don't do it, and that's another message that I put out to people, like, dude, you don't fucking have to exercise. You actually get to. All right. And you should also have perspective, because there's so many people in this world, all over the world, that are fucking sick. They're dying. They're stuck in a hospital bed. They don't have fucking legs. They can't walk. There's so many people all over the world that would give anything in the world just to be able to exercise like you. All right. And when you look at it like that, and then you ask yourself, man, who am I to be a piece of shit to myself and skip my workout just because I don't feel like it? Like, this is something that I've played in my head so many times that I don't even have to think about it anymore. Because I already know I'm so lucky just to be able to work out. All right. I don't fucking have to, man. I get to. And so that's why I never skip workouts. I never, ever do it, because I realize how lucky I am to just to be able to do it. I'm to be at least, healthy. All right. And again, I'm an extremist. I take it, you know, I'm probably, you know, an outlier on one end of the spectrum, but that's just, you know, my upbringing, how I've been shaped and my experiences that I've had in life that has brought me to that one end of the spectrum. But I promise you, or I feel very strongly, more people will be a lot happier, you know, kind of out there on that more extreme end of the spectrum to have that perspective and that health, all right, and that mindset. Because I'll be honest, man, I never suffer with mental health. All right. I don't, you know, I'm not depressed. I'm not anxious. I feel very good with where I'm at, you know, and I'm happy with where I'm going. All right. But that's because I show up every day and I do something that my future self will thank me for. All right. So sorry, man. I know I went off on a little
No,
tangent,
that's good
but
because I want to touch on what you just said there, and I hope that you're listening to this very carefully because Tanner just talked about, you know, again, just simplifying it even more if you didn't get it, that you don't have to, you get to.
there you
I
go.
talk about being thankful and being grateful, changing a mindset. That's confidence there. That's confidence in understanding the difference between, oh, I have to do this, in just being able to. When you're in these situations where, as you mentioned there, and like I said, I've been there myself a few months ago, being in hospital, my fucking legs are not moving. You know, a few
There you
months
go.
before, you know, I'm back squatting X amount of weights, I'm deadlifting, and I'm, you know, doing all sorts of things. All of a sudden, I wake up and my legs aren't fucking moving. There was nothing in the world that I wouldn't do to just be able to walk again. There was
I
nothing on the
know.
planet that I would do to just be able to go back to training. But what Tanner touched on, which I just want to add to, that's the difference between when he talks about going to the extreme. It's just the opposite end, people. It's nothing different. What you're choosing to do is you're going the victim route, you're going the obesity route, you're going the mental health route, you're going the oh, poor me route, my life is so shit route. And you're going down that road, the addiction route, every route you can think of that's negative, that's that way. And as soon as you turn, all you've got to do is just take a different turn and start to apply the same energy in a different way. And this is exactly what happens when Tanner touched on, I don't get depressed. I don't feel anxious anymore. It's exactly the same. I can't remember the last time. It's been years. It's been years.
Seriously.
And the
Seriously.
one, and this is the thing, when you said as soon as you make a conscious decision and it's literally a penny drop, it's really not that hard, but it takes it for you to go, do you know what? I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah,
And it was exactly
agreed.
what they're saying when somebody said to me, oh, so what are you going to do? Like, do you think you're ever going to walk again? Well, man, there's no choice. That's not an option. For me, even when people see me now, like people are now seeing me before, I was in a Zimmer frame. I look like an old man. I lost like 7 kilos, just muscle below the waist, completely gone. And all of a sudden, people are looking at me like I'm a 60-year-old man in a Zimmer frame because I couldn't walk. All of a sudden, they're looking at me in the, you know, just with one crutch, walking pretty much normally. People are going, bloody
Dude.
hell. And I'm like, but what do you think? What do you think? I'm just going to accept the fact that this happened and this is it. Like, that's not a choice. And that's the same message. Don't give yourself another option. Remove the options, burn the boats, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yes,
Just go all in.
absolutely.
Because honestly, what I always say to people when I mentor people in addiction, I often say to people, what's the fucking worst that's going to happen? You go into this addiction thing, you do this 12-step program, go all in. Same with training, same with nutrition, whatever it is that you're struggling with at the moment, just give it 110%. And here's my promise. If it doesn't work, you can always go back to your shit life.
Dude, that is very sound logic.
Right?
That's the truth, man.
And with people that you've worked with, those who've applied themselves, how many people go back?
Very few. If they buy in, and I tell every client I have, okay, the first thing I tell them, I say, your health is a personal responsibility and your health is a choice. All right. I immediately start off the conversation with that mindset and that mentality. Okay. And once they adopt that, all right, then, and they buy in and they change the way they think, like, dude, it completely changes the trajectory of their life and their health. All right. And dude, it's the best thing you could possibly do, in my opinion. Okay. And again, this is why I think I've been in the fitness industry, the health industry, because all of this, all these mental health issues that people have, all this anxiety, depression, addictions. I truly believe if more people just did, if they just regularly exercised and they regularly got their heart rate up, they did something uncomfortable, all right, some kind of intense, vigorous exercise. That does magical things in your mind, as far as dopamine, endorphins, confidence, self-belief. All right. If you do something hard, physically hard, that gives you the confidence and the mental strength to do something hard in some other area of your life. Okay. I think physical strength really builds mental strength. All right. I truly believe that. And I think everyone, that's why, dude, I think everyone needs and should exercise. I think it's almost as I you could say it, it's almost as essential as eating, sleeping, breathing, drinking water. I think moving your body, getting your heart rate up, should be there, should be right along the lines there, dude. Because if I guarantee if more people just worked out and exercised, they'd be so much healthier. Their brain health, all these fucking chemicals in their brain will be way better. Their chemical balance inside the brain to throw it all off would be way better. Okay. Because dude, that's people's issues with addiction, depression. Dude, their brain chemistry is all jacked up because they're feeding their body and they're feeding their mind the wrong things. So it really comes down to, again, if you're trying to distill things down to its simplest form, is people's brain chemistry. And again, if you change your thoughts, you will change your life. All right. And only you can do that, man. It's a choice.
Absolutely. And
I'm
it's
sorry.
understanding that
Yeah,
it's a
it
personal
is.
choice, right? It's a personal choice. And listen, I like I said, I sympathize, because it, I know when you're in it, it's this, but here's my thing. When you're in it in that dark time and you're depressed and you're anxious and all of a sudden you're like, how am I going to get out of this? And you just take one step towards something different, and then you just take another and another and another. One day you will look back and go, why the fuck was I doing that? Who was that person? Honestly, you will never recognize that old person. You will look at that person and go, what the fuck? And everybody that like you, most people that I work with who apply this stuff 110% and they go all in, whether it's breath work, coaching, nutrition, fitness, whatever it may be, doesn't matter. And I see people doing it in various different ways. And they go out and they start doing this stuff, their life changes, completely changes. Why? Because you start to channel your energy, your focus in a different way. And honestly, Tanner is all about simplifying things, and it's so true. It is literally just a change in direction. That's it. And you just got to stay consistent enough, right? You just got to stay consistent enough in one way, and everything in your life changes. Because if you do anything with enough conviction and consistency, it becomes a habit. Oh, that was it. If you do something and you're not aware of, it's a habit. That was the earlier on in the conversation, I was trying to remember this saying is if you do something and you're completely unaware of it, it's a habit. But once you become aware of it, it's a choice.
There, that's well said. That's true.
That's what I was trying to remember earlier
Yeah.
on, and I didn't explain it very well.
If you do something mindlessly, like whatever, order delivery or order fast food and go eat that, or go have a whatever, an egg cheese McMuffin and some hash browns from McDonald's. If you do that without even realizing it, yeah, that's a habit. But dude, once you start to realize what you're doing, then you realize, oh, that's actually a choice. All right. So dude, it's that's why I'm man, I spent a lot of time thinking about this because I spent a lot of time, with self-reflection and also working out and being in that right state of mind that it just made me again, man, I can't say anything that I already haven't said. All right. It's everything in your life actually is a choice. All right. Whether you realize it or not, it's a choice. Not choosing is a choice. All right. Not doing anything to help yourself in your life is a choice. Choosing to stay the same, choosing to stay fat, unhealthy, depressed, anxious, that is a choice. If you never choose to help yourself, Dude, it's a choice whether you realize it or not.
Absolutely. And this is it. You've got the choice whether you can or can't do something, right? You
Right.
know, make that
Dude, that's
decision.
freedom of will, man. I'm not religious, but whatever reason why we are here, all right, whatever being God, call it what you will, we were given the freedom of choice. At least most people were, at least most, developed Western countries. I can't speak, in absolutes, but dude, you're given the freedom of choice, right?
Well,
So
this is it. Yeah, and we are. We're free beings, man. No one, like you said, no one
yeah.
changed you to take that first line. No one takes you to shove that McDonald's in your mouth. You know,
There you
you're
go.
doing it consciously or unconsciously. It's the power of free will, you know. But whatever you
Yeah.
decide to do, you know, make sure that you're making that right choice. And if you are in enough pain and you're suffering enough, remember this: you're not here to suffer. You know, you're not here to
Yeah.
suffer. No one's born to suffer. We're here to have an experience. We make certain choices in life, but it
Yeah.
doesn't mean that that's the end of the road. And I often say, until you have that last breath, you're still alive. Do something different. If you're in
Yep.
pain, change it.
Yep.
Pain is just as temporary as happiness. Do you see what I mean? But joy is
Yep.
something that joy, fulfillment is something that can stay consistent. But you've got to work at it, because one of the things in life is that life can either suck dick or it can be fucking magical. Either one of them is going to be hard. You're going to have to work at it, because
For
to have a
sure.
good life, to look good, to feel good, you're going to have to work at it. To have a successful business, you're going to have to work at it. To, you know, build an influence, you're going to have to work hard at it. So, and it's no different than if you're going to be fat, miserable, and addicted to different substances.
Dude, it's
If
like
anything, it's
it's
even
yeah.
worse. I think it's harder actually being on the
Dude,
other
it, no, it
side.
is. I've made this piece of content numerous times. I've done it. Dude, it's you could it all depends on how you frame it. Yes, it's hard to eat healthy food, to go work out, to choose to work on your business, to choose to do something hard. That is hard, but it's just as hard or more hard to be fat, sick, lazy, stuck in life. All right. So it's basically which hard are you going to choose? And in my opinion, it's much easier actually. It's not hard to be fit, healthy, and successful. All right. It's much harder to be, a fat, lazy, complacent person that hates their life. That's actually way harder. So doing what's easy today again makes your life hard. Doing what's hard today is going to make your life easy. There's all these different analogies and how you can frame these things. But like I said, man, it's like it's how you speak to yourself. Positive self-talk is a real thing. If you change your thoughts, dude, you'll literally change your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was gonna
Man.
touch on that as well, because it's one of these things that the mindset, how you speak to yourself, how you treat yourself, how you believe that you're creating yourself, your self-image, what your existence
For
is every
sure.
single moment, right? And it not just
Yeah.
that, how you're viewing the world as well, you know. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this, you know, with the content that you make. Because you see a lot of keyboard warriors, you know, on social media. That
Oh,
happens
for
a lot.
sure.
And
Every day.
often, yeah, and
Every
often
day.
they tend to be people
Yeah.
who are
Every
really
day.
unhappy, right? And I've had a few of them.
Yeah.
I've been
Almost
kicked.
always.
I've had a number of them myself. But what I have learned with a lot of these individuals is you choose to be in this position. And the reason I've learned, because I've been there myself, you know, before, is the reason we hate is because we hate ourselves. You know, you're hating on somebody because you're not in a position that they're in. You're not having the same successes in life. And I don't mean that in a monetary way. That could be in anything: mind, body, spirit, finances,
Dude,
business, whatever, relationships, whatever it may be.
yeah.
If you are of lack, as in scarcity in your life, you don't have to be. Again, that's a choice, right? Because how often do people
Yep.
come to you and kind of hate on you? And
Dude, every day, multiple times a day. All right, and I don't even like saying this, but I'm guilty of reading and responding to way too many comments on social media. I don't obviously respond to them all,
No.
but again, I've actually made content about this. All right. And again, it all comes down to, and I say this, and this is a fact, and I don't like it, but it's true. Humans are inherently lazy pieces of shit. Most, a lot of them are. All right. It's just, you don't have to be, but most of them are. And if people, like you said, if they're going to hate on you, it's because they actually hate themselves. Because, again, human nature, people are always going to do what's easy. And it's much harder, or it's, let's see, let me reframe it. It's much easier to hate on someone and to try to tear them down and bring them down to your level rather than try to do what's hard and bring yourself up to their level. Does that make sense? Did you see what, how I framed that? People who are keyboard warriors are haters, bro. It's much easier to tear others down to try to make you try to make yourself feel better about yourself rather than it is to try to bring yourself up to their level where you whereas you have to do the work. All right. Again, it just comes down to I think you framed that very well. You said it very well. People who are haters, they're haters because they hate themselves. Like, dude, you're not gonna find me ever going on someone's social media, Instagram profile, or YouTube video and leaving a negative or hateful comment. All right. I don't do that because I know that I'm not a hateful or spiteful or jealous person. Right. And I know that is not a good way to spend my time. And if people that do that, it's because they're not happy with themselves. So they want to, misery loves company. They'd much rather bring you down to their level rather than try to bring themselves up to yours.
Misery loves company. I love that. It's very true. And the thing is as well, always think about these things. In life, in your everyday life, you are, what is it that they say? You are everything that you surround yourself with.
Dude, for sure. You are what you repeatedly do. You are what you repeatedly do. Okay. And again, another good one that I like and I believe in strongly is you are the average of the five people you spend the most time around. So, dude, that's why you got to be very selective on who you people on who you spend time with and who you give your energy and who you get your influence from.
Oh, absolutely. And this is the reason why, I like bringing, people like yourselves in, people that can add value to other people's lives. Because, and even, people that I surround myself with, I'm one of these, I can count my friends in one hand,
Yeah, I get yeah, me
because,
too.
it's one of these things for me, especially now, as, we've got some incredible, very exciting things happening, over the next few months. And it's a fucking blessing, man. And that's the one thing. Like, I count my blessings. I am not religious in any way, but I count my blessings. I'm very grateful and very
There you
thankful,
go.
even, to you coming on, spending the time, sharing all this knowledge. Because this is the thing, the more abundance we share, the more knowledge we share with people, the more comes back, and this is the message I always
Absolutely.
try to share to people is, sure, life sucks sometimes and it's not easy, man. Like, sometimes it isn't,
It's never,
but
you're
welcome to
right.
the planet. We're not here to
Yeah.
have a fucking easy life. If that was the case, we wouldn't be here. Do you know what I mean? We'd be in
Agreed.
heaven. If that was the
Yeah,
case,
agreed.
we chose to be here to have a life experience which connects us to the good and the bad and the ugly. So,
Yeah.
as what was it, Candace Owens says, get over yourself, get a helmet, man. Like, it is what it is, but enjoy life. You do have a choice in the
For
things that
sure.
you do in life every single day. There is a choice, and you are the person behind the steering wheel, and you can go whichever direction you like. So stop
So,
blaming everybody for your life. Don't blame
absolutely.
everybody for your decisions. If anything, do something that I did. The hardest decision I've ever made, because I used to be like that. I used to, not so much keyboard warrior, but internally, I used to be
Yeah.
jealous. I used to, feel envy of other people. And I've been
Yeah.
very successful in life. But there was just a part of me that felt, though, and that was my own shit that I had to own, is that I didn't feel good enough. And that wasn't anybody making me feel that way. It was me making me feel that way. So as soon as I understood that, I made a conscious decision to work on that and change it. And all of a sudden, things start to change, So what I always say to people is just make the decision. And what I was going to suggest is ask for help. That's such a hard thing to do. But honestly, those who go to Tanner, those who come to us, those who go to other professionals and ask for help, That's the most humbling, the most powerful thing that you can do, because that's when life truly changes. Because you know, then you engage the conscious mind, which then says, we need to fucking do something now. Things need to change.
There you go, man. Yeah, but
Right.
if you're asking someone else for help, what you've done before that is you've chosen to help yourself.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
dude, weird it is, man. But yeah, you're
Yeah.
spot on, man.
Powerful, man.
We're of the same mindset for sure.
Absolutely. And the more and more
For
you're
sure.
like this, the more and more you attract, these
Yeah,
individuals as well,
that's the
and
dude. If you're familiar with the law of attraction, abundance
yes.
mindset, scarcity
Yeah.
mindset,
Yeah,
there
yeah.
you go, man. So
Yeah.
that shit's all that's the, That's that shit is real.
Oh, absolutely. I used to think that stuff was all hippie shit. It was all airy fairy hippie shit. And then all of a sudden, man, I started
No,
practicing
bro.
this stuff
This
and my
law, the law
life.
of attraction, bro. The law of attraction is real as fuck.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
Trust me.
no.
Over the years, I've done, because I do, as well as the, I like doing the nutrition stuff and, and exercise. I do these things personally. I don't train anybody. I'm not qualified to do it. But I just love it. It's a passion for me because of my own personal journey. But the professional stuff that I kind of got into was the mental health, the addiction, and then breath work, and started to learn about going deep within. Like, you
Yeah.
want to, for anybody listening who's, if it's your first time and you're listening to us because you love Tanner, if you want to find the answer to anything, go within. Like what Tanner was just saying there about the law of attraction. You want to discover who you truly fucking are, go within. You can just do an hour's worth of breath work. And this is kind of like my expertise. You do an hour's worth of breath work consistently, like long enough, like exercising, add these things to your toolbox. Your life will change in ways you
I
couldn't
agree.
even imagine. Imagine.
I think we do it. I think we do the same thing, just a little bit differently. I never do breath work, but what I do is I just work out hard as fuck. All
Yeah.
right. I do workouts that make me extremely uncomfortable because of how it makes me feel afterwards. And I think it's honestly, it's probably having very similar effects
It does.
on your brain. You know, whether it's doing intense vigorous exercise, breath work, the results are the same because I feel my best, my most confident, I think the most clearly immediately after a hard, intense workout, which is why I film a lot of content. Some of the best content I've ever filmed has been right after a brutal workout because my mind and my confidence and my brain is just dialed in. So whether it's breath work, intense vigorous exercise, right? It's doing what you got to do. All right. To feel your best.
Absolutely. And listen, you start to combine these things together, man. You start to see things in a completely different way. And also, as well, you start to wake up to the bullshit as well.
Yeah, for
You know,
sure.
all this bullshit, all the stuff in the media, all these fucking pronoun bollocks, and all of this stuff that they, all this propaganda garbage that they push on people. You start to realize that, as Tanner mentioned throughout the process, just keep things simple. Just keep things very, very simple. The people say, oh, what's the purpose to life? I often say to people, just live.
Yeah.
That's the purpose to life. There is no, oh, I need to go and read a book and I need to go and read the Bible or this or that. Like, you are the experience. It's what do you want to learn? And if you want to go a bit deeper and kind of get into it on a deeper level, then do breath work, do ceremonial stuff, go into that, into those
Yeah.
areas. And those things will open you up as well. But listen, it's,
For sure.
life is about enjoying it. Tanner, where can people find you, man? How can they connect with you
Hey,
if they haven't already
for sure, for sure.
and be
Well,
part of
first
your
off,
community?
thanks for having me on your podcast, Alex. It was an honor and a privilege. And if people want to learn more about me, I would say the first place to look is check out my YouTube channel. And then you can follow me on Instagram. It's all Tanner Shuck, my first name, last name, or my website, which is truestrength.co. All right. So YouTube, Instagram, my website, best places to reach me, learn more about me, and super thankful for anyone that took the time to listen to this podcast.
Yes, absolutely, man. Listen, thank you so much for coming on, man, and just
Yeah.
sharing some knowledge, some truth, some wisdom. And I'll put everything down on there for you guys as well to go and connect with Tanner. Check his stuff out. It's absolutely amazing. And listen, brother, once again, thank you so much
Dude,
for
my
coming on.
pleasure.
Yeah. And listen, guys.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, always. Listen, guys, have an amazing one. And I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to find out more about how you can overcome issues caused by mental health, go to alexdesilva.co.uk. That's www.alexdesilva.co.uk. See you on the next one. Be great, be fantastic, and be absolutely phenomenal. Take care.